5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, welcome to
episode 233. Hey Money Clan, a warm welcome to the Chain Evolve podcast. I'm your host, Dennis O'Brien.
And I'm Katie Welsh.
So Katie, fun episode today, talking about why you may want to start an online business like today.
Which is quite a different topic, I feel, than most of us have been talking about, because everything has been coronavirus centered lately. So I'm glad to have a little bit of a different topic.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, Kate, it's also a big wake up call that the world is not ending and, you know, you need to be thinking about you. And at the end of the day, well, like we'll dive into some of the episode, there are a lot of benefits that can come from starting something like this. Anyway, before we dive into today's show, why don't you hit us up on Instagram? We'd love to know what you're keeping busy with during the coronavirus pandemic. It's at Chain of Wealth on Instagram. All right, Kate, you ready to dive it in?
Yep.
Fantastic. Let's do it.
Welcome to Chain of Wealth. Here's your host, Dennis, inspiring you to begin your journey of financial freedom.
All right, Kate. So chatting about starting an online business, there's a lot of thought that you may want to put into, you know, whether you want to take the steps to start your own business. There's all sorts of legal things to consider, like do you need to incorporate? What are you going to sell? What's your business plan? There's a whole bunch of stuff, but not really the point of today's episode is diving into that. The point of today's episode is really diving into why now may be a great time to think about starting a business.
Well, yeah, Dan, and we have talked to lots of people on the podcast about how important it is to have your own thing going for you. So you can have your 9 to 5 or 10 to 2 or whatever job you have during the daytime. That's great. And basically everybody we've ever talked to has highly advocated, don't just quit your job and do your own thing.
Right.
Don't do that. But with the time now that everybody is at home with the pandemic and, you know, it's getting to that point where you've watched all the good shows on Netflix and you're tired of your family and you can only eat so many cookies, what can you do with your time now and how can you make it worthwhile? Because we're as horrible and terrible as the pandemic is, you can also look to the bright side where you do have a lot more time at home and you can look back at this time and think of it as time well spent.
Well, yeah, Kate. And, you know, it sort of goes back to one of our earlier points that we've made in many podcast episodes before, is that how many hours of TV can you really watch in a day?
I have learned it's about 7. And then I get a headache and I'm cranky and you've watched all the Tiger King.
Yeah. But I mean, the real point of that statement is that really a good use of your time, you know,
no.
And especially during the pandemic, you know, like maybe you want to think about starting something to actually add something to the economy, you know, and create jobs and dive into something that you're passionate about. Find a, you know, some sort of a area where you have an area of expertise that may be particular to you and you have a unique skill set. So taking stuff like that and starting to monetize it is really great in the sense that, you know, in this time, income could be uncertain. So a lot of people are losing their jobs. A lot of companies are saying, no, 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 we don't have the money to keep you guys on board. I spoke to one of my friends the other day and his company has cut 50% of their headcount. Like that is a crazy number. And, you know, if you think about it, everyone is really at risk of losing their job.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of who you are, whether you're an accountant, whether you're a teacher, whatever it is, you could be losing your job. And thinking about that, you know, it goes back to something that we've spoken about before. It's become a millionaire. It's become really wealthy. You need to have multiple sources of income. That's mm-hmm. really how people become millionaires. They build up these multiple sources of income. So an online business can set you up for that. And it can get you some income streams and even start making you money passively. But, you know, like we're not advocating just go out on a whim and quit your job and start a
no, don't do
multi-seven-figure online business empire. You know, it'll be great to do that, but
sadly, it probably will not happen that easily.
It probably won't happen that easily, but what you could do is start looking into it and figuring out ways to make money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it may be something small, like you have a little company that helps entrepreneurs out in like freelancing, you know, so maybe you help people design logos or you create websites for people, or you help out with someone's accounting or whatever it is, you know, or maybe you're doing homeschooling and you're selling your lessons to kids in need or parents in need or whatever the case is. Now's a great time to sort of start thinking out the box.
And how are you going to scale that so it can be a worthwhile extra living income for you later on? And then I think now also, because everybody is home more often, you know, checking social media and doing all kinds of things, I have seen so many small businesses that I never really noticed before popping up, especially in my Facebook, where I'm obviously targeted for like very specific things because I see them all the time. But
like stuff for your hair?
Yes, like stuff for your hair. But it has also gotten me thinking because, as you know, some people might know, like I'm a really big side hustler. I've really enjoyed some of my side hustles. Unfortunately, with the pandemic and everything going on, some of them have no longer gotten to, I don't get to do them anymore. Mm-hmm. So I am on the hunt for something new.
Right.
And I've been thinking, like, what could I start, you know, even separately from Chain of Wealth and have it just be my own thing? What is something that I really enjoy doing that maybe I could sell to somebody? So I have been taking the time to think, what could I do to bring back that lost supplemental income that I used to have?
Right. Yeah. And Kate's like, I think an excellent point is, you know, like thinking about other ways to bring in money. And, you know, it doesn't need to be a strict business per se, but even if it is, you know, like one of the big benefits of having a small business is tax reasons. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you have a like dedicated area in your home, you can deduct some of your mortgage as a business related expense. Mm-hmm. And that will help you in your taxes. There's all sorts of small things you can do, you know, if it's a legitimate business expense and you're trying to run a business and it's a separate legal entity and you have different bank accounts and stuff, like you can have a very good paper trail and really justify that, you know, it is a separate business activity and everything else. You can deduct that for tax purposes. So maybe you bought a computer. If you use that for business, that's a business expense. You can deduct that. And, you know, there are all sorts of tax benefits. And we're not going to dive into that at all. That's once again, not the purpose of this episode. It's more to get you guys thinking about, you know, what else could I be doing to making extra money? And Kate, to your point, like even like some side hustles, like that is a business, you know, it, like people, you know, we had Kevin from Financial Panther on the podcast quite a while ago, but he had a little side hustle where he was charging bird scooters.
And, oh, the bird scooters.
But Kate, like he had such a good thing going and mm-hmm. he was bringing in hundreds of dollars extra every month mm-hmm. because of this. And it was just something that he was just doing, you know, on his way to work or spare time or whatever it is. And it's this incremental money. And you know, we spoke a lot about the gig economy. And, you know, these extra side hustles and how people are making money on the side. And, you know, maybe you had a good Airbnb side hustle going, you know, and with the pandemic, people are not traveling. I'm sure that your vacancy rates is a lot higher than what it ordinarily would be. So maybe something you want to think about is to, okay, well, what else can I do? Maybe you want to look for a more permanent tenants, you know, and something instead of someone that's maybe seasonal, you know, there's definitely stuff you can still do around it. And it's just a question of how do you tailor the ways that you were making money into this new state of living as it is today?
Yeah. Then I think this is going to challenge people to become more flexible and hopefully learn that things happen and that how important it is to have that emergency fund safety net of money, because this basically came out of nowhere for a lot of people.
Right.
And when thinking about how can I supplement money, and I know, you know, you talked a lot about earlier about record keeping or doing accounting for a small business or something like that, that has like, there's no way I could do something like that. I would not know the first thing. In fact, I had to go and take the inventory of my classroom today.
Right.
And do all the counting. And I instantly got a headache and I left. I was like, this is a problem for another day. But I want to stress to people to find something that you enjoy and then you can figure out a way to make money off that. But before we go into that, I think it's time to take a quick break and thank our sponsors. So, Den, in this new world that we're living in with COVID-19 and social distancing, it's really a fine line of having to struggle between staying safe and healthy, but then still maintaining your life. And one of my facets is having to get my regular routine mailing and things done like that.
Yeah, Kate. And that's where Stamps.com comes in for us. And, you know, they can help so many other businesses as well. You know, anything you need to do when you need to go into a post office, you can now do online with Stamps.com. And in fact, you can actually save up to 40% of the shipping costs that you would pay at the post office at Stamps.com. And the best part is it's all right from your computer. So it makes it super easy and convenient.
So now you don't even have to worry about being affected by coronavirus or getting sick or, you know, touching any kind of surfaces that are unclean to you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And Kate, right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitments. Simply go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in chain of wealth, one word. That's stamps.com, enter chain of wealth.
I think right now especially is the best time to be trying stuff that you can do from home.
Absolutely. Stay safe, my friends. So, okay, coming back from the break, I know that you sort of said that, you know, it's a great time to sort of reflect on what you had been doing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you sort of prevent this from happening again from a business perspective? Like say maybe you have a business and your business is now taking a toll because of, you know, like maybe you own like a small bakery, right? No one mm-hmm. is going out to a bakery right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like what should you be doing? Like what are some ideas that you have?
That's a good question, Den. Well, I think obviously the main thing is, you know, for your personal finances or for your business finance, how important it is to have that safety net. Because in this time, that 6 months of expenses that everybody talks about and everybody, you know, is like, ah, whatever, it's fine. I have like 3 weeks worth, you know, what's going to happen for 3 weeks that, right. You know, well, now I think we've all kind of learned that lesson the hard way.
Yeah.
But for a small bakery owner, maybe, I don't know, actually. Do you have ideas?
Yeah. So maybe for a small bakery, you'd kind of think, well, how can I deliver this to people? Maybe some set up some sort of a subscription.
Or a delivery service.
Yeah, or a delivery service where you could get stuff out. And I know like our sponsor right before the break spoke about, you know, like sending stuff out and, you know, being able to deliver stuff. So it isn't as though the world comes to a complete halt. There are still ways around it. But, you know, maybe that is a way that you could do it as a small bakery. And I know like a lot of the gyms have taken a huge toll as well. Because if you think about a gym, you know, like that's a whole bunch of people crowded together getting sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's literally the opposite.
That is a coronavirus nightmare.
Yeah. So what they've started doing is they've said, well, this exercise bike is just laying here. Maybe I could rent it out to one of my mm-hmm. members, you know, and people are looking for ways like that to start getting creative. And a lot of the, like even fitness apps, they're now offering free memberships for a month. And people at the moment are very understanding of situations, you know, and they're willing to work with you as well. So if you are trying something out and you're maybe approaching a larger company or even a mid-sized company and you're like, hey, I've got an idea. I love your product. I'd like to help do X. How can we get involved? People are open right now. You know, now is a great time because people are in a time of need. And when there is the sense of urgency, people are much more likely to act on opportunities.
I agreed, Den. And I also think that right now is the time where your neighbors want to support you.
Yeah.
So your community, if you are going to start thinking of setting up something small and you get the word out and you get a good reputation, people want to help stimulate their local economy.
Right.
For the stimulus checks, I can't tell you how many people I talked to that said they just were going out and they were buying gift cards to, you know, the local bakery, the local barbershop, the local everything, just to give them that money up front to help bide them through. So I think that right now, in the face of all this horribleness, it has brought a lot of communities together. So I think that you can definitely get a lot of community support behind you. Whether that is, you know, bookkeeping for a small company and you're telling people, hey, I'm an accountant, I'll keep your books for you. Or you have that bakery and some little kid has their birthday and you just even send one or two or, you know, a half a dozen cupcakes to their house for free. That mom and dad is going to remember your company back when all this was happening to try to make their kid's birthday a little bit extra special. So I think in the end of this, being crafty and thinking outside of the box is what is going to put you ahead of the curve. And just taking a little bit of extra time, like an hour or two out of your Netflix evening, is going to give you that extra edge.
Yeah, Kate. And I also think that it's actually a big opportunity, you know, because like we said earlier, a lot of people are working from home where they ordinarily wouldn't be. So they may have slightly more time because their commute's cut out. And I know you, like you said earlier, like, oh, accounting, I would never be able to do accounting. I wouldn't know what I'm doing. Now's a great time to learn skills as well. Mm-hmm. And there are a ton of these online courses like all over the place that are currently offering tons of like trials and 30-day free offerings and everything else, trying to help people deal with this busy time. So like maybe if you want to learn accounting, you know, go online and try find a bookkeeping course, you know, or if you want to learn coding and learn how to code, now's probably a great time to learn Python. You know, mm-hmm. there's all sorts of opportunities that could present itself from this kind of situation. And just think, when you come out of it, you now have a skill and you can monetize that skill and it'll pay for itself and help bring you extra money.
Yeah, I think in the end, just picking something to bring in that extra income and make it something that you enjoy, that way you can have that long-term effect. Because if you pick something and you absolutely hate it, then you're going to start it, you're not going to enjoy it, and you're going to quit. And rather, pick something. If you're a super crafty person, I always really admire crafty people, and I've always wanted to open my own Etsy shop, but I am not crafty enough for that. So if you are crafty, open up an Etsy shop and I will probably buy something from you.
All right, Kate. Well, I think that basically wraps it up for today's episode.
Yeah.
But definitely let us know how you guys are doing. Hit us up on Instagram. It's at Chain of Wealth on Instagram or on Twitter. Let us know what you're doing during the coronavirus. Are you starting some kind of a business? Are you learning more skills? Or are you just hanging in there and trying to get through this whole thing? We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what's going on. And once again, just remember that learning to manage your money is one of the most important things that you guys can do. And that is a lifelong skill.
And washing your hands.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.